Yukon conservation officers killed a black bear after it entered a Yukon University building and was let out by university staff. According to information provided on behalf of the conservation officers by a Yukon Department of Environment spokesperson, the officers were called to the university shortly before 11 p.m. on September 26 after a black bear broke its way through a door and exterior window and into the main campus building. It left the building via a door opened by facility staff. When they arrived, conservation officers located the bear near the school gymnasium and killed it, to address safety concerns. This is an unusual occurrence for Whitehorse. However, bears have been known to enter structures such as cabins or sheds in search of food. Conservation officers recommend locking doors to structures and vehicles, especially in forested settings, and being aware of how attractants are being stored. As we share our home with wildlife, it is important to be alert. Everywhere in the Yukon is bear country and they can be found anywhere at any time, an email from the Environment Department spokesperson reads. While the Department of Environment spokesperson said it is not known why the bear entered the building, they noted that non-edible animal remains were located near the ballpark at Tahini Elementary, not far from the university, on Wednesday, September 25 and reported to the conservation officers. A September 27 Facebook post by the Conservation Officer Services notes that they have been receiving an increased number of calls about non-edible remains of harvested animals being left in areas like trails, parking lots, boat launches and gravel roads that see a lot of use by people. The post notes that leaving harvest remains increases the likelihood that predators such as bears will be drawn to the area. It presents some options for safe disposal, noting that some landfills including the one in Whitehorse have designated areas for carcass disposal. The post notes that Whitehorse residents can dispose of small parts of remains in their green organic waste bins but that bones larger than the size of a finger are not suitable for the bins. It also suggests that some educational organizations or trappers may accept donated remains. The post also advises that it is against the law for people to waste any part of a big game animal that is suitable for human consumption. Wildlife concerns can be reported to conservation officers through the Turn-in Poachers and Polluters tip line, which can be reached 24/7 at 1-800-661-0525. Contact Jim Elliott at jim.elliott@yukon-news.com.